23 with anyone but me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Teams of people actively combing through debris on the ground of Kerr County, Texas, looking for bodies in the aftermath of the flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The sheer amount of destruction, all of these trees just toppled over like toothpicks because the water movement was so powerful. And they're actually already starting to clean all of this up because that we're working, trying to get all of these trees out of here. Still so much more work to be done. And there's still more than 160 people still missing here in Kerr County.
Death toll from the flooding, at least 120 people. As the Senate works on possible sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting now with Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary in Malaysia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meantime, is holding talks in Italy on trying to find an end to the war. President Trump's latest tariff threat, 50% against imports from Brazil over the case against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News. Measles cases in the U.S. have now reached their highest numbers in three decades. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says there's an easy answer to stopping the spread, just getting a measles shot.
In order to protect against infections and outbreaks of measles, you need at least 95% of the population vaccinated against measles. In recent years, we've seen that percent decline, specifically among children. Right now, approximately 93% of children are vaccinated or up to date on their routine vaccinations. And when that happens, the most contagious virus will break through. And that's what we're seeing today.
What happened to paddleboarder Sunshine Stewart off the coast of Maine?
People are scared. They don't know what happened. And is someone out there? So it is very, this type of homicide is very rare.
Local reporter Stephen Bett says Stewart's body was found under what are called unusual circumstances on a 100-acre island off Augusta. Her death by officials has been ruled a homicide. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Sheriff Brian Schmidt and Chief of Police Michael Hochschild are pleased to announce a joint drug distribution investigation was conducted by the Price County Sheriff's Office and the Phillips Police Department. This investigation began in March of 2025, and as a result of this investigation, numerous residential search warrants were executed within and around the city of Phillips. To date, 9 individuals have been arrested in connection with this investigation. This investigation is ongoing, and additional arrests or criminal charges may be forthcoming. Sheriff Schmidt and Chief Hochschild would like to remind the public that arrested individuals are innocent until proven guilty. The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Phillips Police Department were assisted by the Price County Health and Human Services Child Protection Service. Saturday, July 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, there's a roast beef sandwich fundraiser and gun raffle. This is $20 per plate and includes a beef sandwich, coleslaw, pickles, chips, coffee, and dessert. Takeouts are available upon request, and tickets are available in advance or at the door. There's also a drawing for a Henry Golden Boy 22 lever-action rifle. Rifle drawing is at 2 p.m., tickets are $15, and there are 200 total tickets sold. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 4299 Old Highway 51 South in Mercer. Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about whether to run again. Savannah Tomi Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap, 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
My father Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
First full week on the job for Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Sarah Hagenow, our 78th Alice in Dairyland, is officially on the job. Hagenow's job is to represent Wisconsin agriculture all around the state, and a lot of that interaction involves presentations in front of large crowds as well as chatting with the media. She says that may be the one area of weakness she looks forward to improving on.
I will say I have not had much experience in front of large crowds, but that still doesn't make me shy away from it. I love public speaking, and I was able to do that through 4-H and FFA with dairy judging and many other things. But still, I think some of my engagement with larger crowds and being able to work a bit of an audience will come into play. So I'm ready to be coached a little bit more on that and gain more experience in that way. I also haven't had much experience with media. So doing radio interviews with people such as yourself and as well as TV interviews, I think are going to be an area where I'll see some room for growth with myself.
Sarah Hagenow, our new Alice in Dairyland on the job. If you ever want to try to schedule Alice in Dairyland for a visit to your school, your event, just go to their website, aliceindairyland.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture has again closed the southern ports of entry to the United States because of cattle health concerns. In Veracruz, Mexico, they discovered the New World screwworm. It's traveled 160 miles northward to the United States, where sterile flies are currently being dropped. Secretary Rollins says this is designed to protect the U.S. cattle industry. The screwworm detection in Veracruz is approximately 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a developing story that we'll be following for you. You can follow us, social media, Midwest Farm Report, or sign up for our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Ball game! Frelick scores! And the Brewers win! They sweep the Dodgers!
Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the
Brew Crew sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We'll get to around 82 for a high. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high tomorrow right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52. 98 Q Country.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars or their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via Cornelius. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Going home now to stay. The senoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Should've been different, but it wasn't different. Was it same old story and dear guys.
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitar, and words that rhyme. And on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line, but girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. Like heaven to me, you look like an angel tonight, but you might wanna slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way.
My girlfriends, margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth, yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost, yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
All right, there you go. Joe Nichols, 98Q Country. Hope you are well on a Thursday edition here. The 10th. We're already to the 10th of July. Slow down, summer. Slow down, summer. We have a really nice morning going out there at 54 degrees is our temperature here this morning. And I wanted to tell you about a couple of things here, if I can find them. Organization is a wonderful thing. Might have to wait a second to share that. We have the Brewers taking care of business. Did they ever take care of business? Walk-off fashion, right? I mean, a big exclamation point on that Dodger series for the Brewers last night. As they walk off, or yesterday afternoon, rather, as they walk off the Dodgers. The first time the Dodgers have lost, five in a row for the first time in a few years. So this is something that they're not used to. It's a really good Dodger team, and the Brewers are proving that they're a team to be reckoned with. I think that's pretty much established now. I said it yesterday, Peralta, Woodruff, and now the Miz. That's a pretty good big three pitching-wise, even if your hitting isn't where you want it to be at times. Most teams it isn't. Brewers doing okay now. So we'll take a little breather today from Brewer Baseball, and they'll welcome in a struggling Washington Nationals team this weekend. The Brewers now sitting... they got some help yesterday. You're welcome, by the way, Brewer fans. DJ Rick has been texting me the last couple of days asking for help for the Twins to beat beat the Cubs. We did, second day in a row. So the Brewers now a game and a half back. And Brewers a day off. Cubs and Twins play today again at Target Field at 12:10. So it could be just a game in there. Brewers sitting at 53 on the plus side and 40 to the negative. Again, Tampa Bay coming in, or Washington rather, coming in for a three-game set. And then it's the All-Star break. Get a few days off from the crew. It's always disappointing when your team is playing really well and you enjoy following them. The All-Star break's like, really? No baseball for like 4 days? Huh? But you do have a couple of Brewers in the All-Star game. So what do we got here? 7:10 on Friday, 3:10 Saturday, 1:10 Sunday. And the Brewers are off all the way till next Friday. After that, they'll travel to L.A. to take on the Dodgers. A couple later games on that. Playing out on the left coast. We will announce a winner of Arlena's $25 gift certificate. I'll check the winner on that here, and text will go out in the next 10 to 15 minutes. So if you entered that yesterday, stay tuned. Not much. We got a very rare summer quiet day today with no interruptions. It'll just be McKay in the midday. It'll be Gray in the afternoon. And you and I doing our thing here on the morning show. We'll see what we can conjure up here entertainment-wise. Lots of events to talk about happening this weekend, including one going on at 10 o'clock this morning at the library. And that was the one that I was just trying to find. Cindy over there at the library is nice enough to send it to me. And we did talk about it a little bit yesterday, but Gray mentioned it too. And then I kind of dropped the ball, and it's now disappeared. So I will tell you more. 10 o'clock this morning, you're going to want to take the kids down to the Park Falls Public Library for that 10 o'clock this morning. And I'm going to tell you more about that. As we talk, I'm searching here in my emails because I know it's in there. Okay, we'll get to it in just a moment. Hold on. 6:29, twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get you going on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Teams of people actively combing through debris on the ground of Kerr County, Texas, looking for bodies in the aftermath of the flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The sheer amount of destruction, all of these trees just toppled over like toothpicks because the water movement was so powerful. And they're actually already starting to clean all of this up because that we're working, trying to get all of these trees out of here. Still so much more work to be done. And there's still more than 160 people still missing here in Kerr County.
Death toll from the flooding, at least 120 people. As the Senate works on possible sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting now with Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary in Malaysia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meantime, is holding talks in Italy on trying to find an end to the war. President Trump's latest tariff threat, 50% against imports from Brazil over the case against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins Animal Rescue here in Park Falls would like to remind you of which linen items they may receive. They can take flat sheets, flat blankets, fleece blankets, and towels. They cannot accept fitted sheets, filled comforters, afghans, mattress pads, or pillow/cushions. Once again, the only linens that they can take are flat sheets, flat blankets, fleece blankets, and towels. Friday at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park. Grab your blankets and lawn chairs for this free admission movie with concessions available for purchase. There are no rain dates, and come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Wisconsin's top election officials say the Madison City clerk acted unlawfully, handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Mary Beth Witzelbell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the six-month investigation. They found Witzelbell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzelbell's actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, these ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent, end quote. Commissioners say if Witzelbell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes seven new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on from the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! A winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, I found it. I wanted to let you know about this right away this morning, because you can make plans with your kids, grandkids. The Park Falls Library has a really cool event today. Green Bay area musician and storyteller Randy's Musical Rainbow is going to be at the Park Falls Public Library today at 10 o'clock. Randy's program infused with some gentle storytelling and some great original music. It includes lots of audience participation. So it's a wonderful little program this morning, and this is put on by VJ and Jenny Shindy. They helped to sponsor this, their family, as Randy is just one of their favorite children's performers. So that's going on today at the Park Falls Public Library, and it is free, and it will start at 10 o'clock. Whether you're from Phillips or Glidden or outside, it'll be worth the time to come on in for that program. Again, Park Falls Public Library at 10 o'clock this morning.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We'll get to around 82 for a high. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high tomorrow right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
98Q Country.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down.
Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
Got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it. Do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
AQ Country.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air.
Saw things my way anyway, but I wonder when.
Morgan Wallen. 98Q Country, Joel here, the morning show. Hope you're well on this Thursday, 7:10 of 25 on this July the 10th. Lots of free family stuff to do here for the next couple of days. If the budget is, if the budget's a little tight, or even if it's not, or it just, free's always good. And they're just great family events. Park Falls Library today, 10 o'clock. They got Randy's musical Rainbow with all kinds of music and fun and stuff. I think the family will enjoy that. Free at the library in Park Falls today at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow and each Friday for the next several weeks, free tours at the Fred Smith Wisconsin Concrete Park. You can learn about the history of it and all that stuff. 2 o'clock tomorrow will be the next one. And then Saturday, it is a free family swim day going on at the Park Falls Outdoor Pool. 11 to 3. And it should be a good day. The first 250 kids are going to get are going to be admitted free of charge for an afternoon, well, late morning and afternoon, 11 to 3. They got free Freezy Pops provided by the Park Falls Country Club. And they have Strong Family, Strong Committee teaming up to help put on this event. And so that's going on Saturday. So there you go. A few things to, for you to ponder happening happening this weekend. We got a little day off from the Brewers today, taking care of business, walk-off fashion. I think they caught the nation's, I think they caught the baseball world's attention, the Brewers did. One of those games was on national TV, right? The first one was, I think. Wasn't it a Fox or a whatever? I lose track of where they put these baseball games now. But one of them got some national attention, and I think people... the ESPNs and the sports centers, they'll start paying attention now. All right. The Brewers are no longer under the radar anymore. I think they're there. So hopefully they can continue this. The Washington Nationals will be coming into AmFam Field for a weekend series starting tomorrow night. We'll get you updated twice an hour. Next news update in just a little bit here at the top of the hour. And we get your day going each weekday morning with little words of encouragement, focus on the family.
Views about masculinity have changed a lot over the years. Way back when, real men were tough and gruff. Nowadays, they're nice guys who keep to themselves and don't cause any trouble. The problem is, a thin line separates nice from weak. For a truly nice guy, you need a strong man. Here's why. A weak man may give up his seat for a woman or be polite to strangers, but he won't step up in a crisis. Weak men avoid conflict. They hide from problems and refuse to stand against dangerous people and dangerous ideas. Weak men won't control themselves, so they dominate, manipulate, and control others. Strong men, on the other hand, have good character. They feel fear, but they also have courage, so they push forward anyway into danger. Strong men take a stand for what's right and sacrifice their own desires so they can better serve their families, their friends, and their communities. Albert Einstein once said, "The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it." Evil is a reality in this world, and it can only be vanquished by strong people who step up to confront it. Strong men are nice because they're disciplined. They keep their strength under control and channel it in productive ways that keep evil at bay while raising up what's good. For a kinder, gentler society, we don't need nice guys. We need strong men. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
What's up? It's Big G from 9AQ Country. I'll be broadcasting live from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin for their Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Stop by for complimentary food and refreshments and spin the 9AQ Country prize wheel to win Mall of America passes, brewer tickets, D&D gift certificates, and more. Check out classic cars, meet the awesome crew, and hey, you might even win a bear hug from yours truly, Big G.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Len Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
98Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our song.
Country.
Leaning into local radio,
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An investigation is underway in Los Angeles following a tunnel collapse. It was under construction. 31 workers were trapped about 6 miles underground. They were able to get out with only minor injuries. Still searching in Texas for more than 170 people missing after the 4th of July flooding. But there's some confusion over that, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Kerr County.
There were so many people, and this densely populated area right around the river was so severely impacted that at this point, law enforcement officials are still trying to make heads and tails of who is accounted for. And today, they actually made a plea to the public. Listen, if you found your loved one, or if your loved one that you announced or told us was missing has somehow turned up, please let us know. We need to cross those people off the list. So still a lot of confusion down here on the ground in Texas.
It's 120 people. Russia launching more drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News. 6 Secret Service agents suspended for security failures connected to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life in Pennsylvania last summer. The president now threatening Brazil with 50% tariffs if the country doesn't drop its Supreme Court investigation against his ally, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Days after Elon Musk announced a new improved AI chatbot, Grok, on X, the thing started spitting out anti-Semitic posts. ABC's Will Steakin with a timeline.
On Friday, before all this happens, Musk posts on X that he's improved Grok significantly and you should notice a difference when you ask it questions. And then from then on, all hell breaks loose. And Grok is responding to users praising